Across the Mander, the Stormlords had raised their standards. Renly's own bannermen, sworn to House Baratheon and Storm's End. Catelyn recognized Bryce Caron's nightingales, the Penrose Quills, Lord Esterman's sea turtle, green on green. Yet for every shield she knew, there were a dozen strange to her, borne by the small lords sworn to the bannermen, and by hedge knights and free riders who had come swarming to make Renly Baratheon a king in fact as well as name. Renly's own standard flew high over all. From the top of his tallest siege tower, a wheeled oaken immensity covered with raw hides, streamed the largest war banner that Catelyn had ever seen, a cloth big enough to carpet many a hall, shimmering gold with the crown stag of Baratheon black upon it, prancing proud and tall.
"My lady, do you hear that noise?"
asked Alice Mollen, trotting close.
"What is that?"
She listened, shouts and horses screaming, and the clash of steel, and
"Cheering," she said.
They had been riding up a gentle slope toward a line of brightly coloured pavilions on the height. As they passed between them, the press of men grew thicker, the sounds louder, and then she saw